Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? And daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia.
Sunday night, you're listening to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26, with your host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez. You know how we do before we get started. We like to open each show with a word of a devotional, so we're going to come to call to the mic our chaplain at this time, as he will come and open us up with our devotional.
Blessed love, honorable, give thanks. Good word, good song. Glory to the whole creation, world without end. As you forward in the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. Let me get you the one best, bless me up in manifest Caduce. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one who walk is blameless. Who does what is righteous? Who speaks the truth from their heart? Whose tongue utters no slander? Who does no wrong a neighbor? And cast no slur on others? Who despise the veiled person, but honor those who fear the Lord? Who keep and hold even when it hurts, and does not change their mind? Who lend money to the poor without interest? Who does not accept a bribe against the innocent? Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Eli, for the marvel of Ethiopia, let the words of our mouth and the meditation within thyself. For the marvel it is him, our strength and our redeemer, enlighten our countenance to shine upon our head. Sanctify us and bless us from this time forward, now forevermore. Release us from the hands of a terrible dragon. Eli, for the marvel of Ethiopia. We, the black people of the world, in order to affect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice, to maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Eli, for the marvel of Ethiopia, give thanks for a lovely evening. Blessed love, everyone. Honorables.
Host. Thank you, Chaplain.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They are big words. We don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. We don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word, is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
And now the host of the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated Local 26, the wonderful Mercedes Gomez. Let's put our hands together as she comes to the mic.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your warm welcomes and welcome. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated, April 26th, coming to you live and alive on this wonderful Sunday. I must first of all thank our dear chaplain for opening us in prayer, that we should be guided steadily along this path. We love our Sundays, our Sadie Sundays. We often slip in some scripture because it just comes that way. But tonight's conversation, we want to discuss the war. We want to discuss the war in a really serious sort of matter, and considering the war has, or rather the news of the war that is taking place between Russia and Ukraine at this moment, we are not sure how many soldiers fell. Ukraine is claiming a large number. I was quite surprised. Somewhere in the thousands, I mean like over 5,000 or to 7,000. Not sure how true that propaganda is. Russia is claiming they only lost 300 and something soldiers. However, we know in the mix-up, 200 civilians, innocent civilians, were killed, and that's probably the truth on both sides. But we are here overwhelmed with the news of the war, and we are wondering, is there anything else happening? Why are we bombarded with one set of news, and then we are bombarded with a different set of news, and strategically news is being placed and highlighted when it's often necessary to cover one. I'm asking here, as we discuss the war, has anyone noticed in the news, or rather it was so played down that media had to cover it, that the forces that be, the great pharaohs of the world, they are saying they would like to release the documents that it's a 36-page document that states the effect of the vaccine, and they would like to release this 75 years from now. Is anyone paying attention to the news? This was actually said. However, a judge has since overthrown this. I would have to get all the documentation to send to you who's interested in information, or maybe you all have already heard about this. So this is a case where they want to tell you the vaccine had an adverse effect, but they would like to release this information to us 75 years from now. But we are so taken up with the war or the rumors of war that this one has totally passed some of us. But I'll get back to war in a minute because I myself want to discuss the war. But here are some of the main side effects that was mentioned in this 36-page document. Now, we really can't make up the story. This is here for all to see who can do their research or who have already seen it. We're going to discuss this as well. Some of the main side effects, neurological problems. Big on the list, almost second, herpes. Now, this is given to you with no apology. Also, a close look at the reproductive organs. A little reminder of when Nicki Minaj came on and said that a few men is going to have dead willies, and before we know it, the White House pick up that party, and Nicki was then silenced, and we move on with our life. But big on the list, reproductive system. However, the antibodies in this vaccine mistakenly had the sperm as an appearance of an enemy and attacked it. So this vaccine, is either they know what they were doing or this was clearly a mistake. But if it was, it is at the expense of men, some men throughout the earth who have taken that poke in the arm. So as we say, the antibodies in the back, it mistakes the sperm for an enemy, attack the sperm. Men are now complaining, and these are real facts. This is not scary time here, but this is real facts. Men are complaining of having blood in their semen, which is quite unusual. And as I say, we are so bombarded with the war, who is taking on these small problems, which will lead to bigger problems eventually. But these are happening. Also on your list, I mean, this is information that is documented, can be checked, fact-checked, and everyone should take a chance to investigate what's going on here concerning the documents and the side effect of the vaccine. Big on your list, kidneys. Kidney failure. Well, we know how big that is already, but kidneys are being compromised here. We are seeing also brain disorder. Brain disorder is showing up like 10 times, with just a lot of brain disorder problems. So we are seeing a case where mental illness is going to be on the rise, aren't we? Already filled with so many crazies, but yes, it is here. Actually, last week, it's not even a story I can make up. I'm in the bus, and here it is, a young man, probably 30 or younger, well-dressed, fine-looking young man by any standard. But what he did, he wanted to commit suicide, so he jumped in front of the bus. Thank God that bus driver probably said his prayers. As a man of God, I was in the bus. I also said my prayers. I was in the front. The bus did not hit him inches away. We had to be held up there. The police came, the ambulance came, the fire truck, the whole nine yards. Came out. That young man lived in the area. That morning, he wasn't feeling so well, and he decided he wanted to end it all. For whatever reason, I can hardly tell, because he was nicely dressed. He looked clean, so you know he lived somewhere. And, of course, have a family, mother or father, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, who cares about him, love him. But that very morning, which was sometime last week, I bore witness to this. I was like, oh, my God, no. It just happened. And the bus driver was quite alert. This actually happened. We were held up there for like 15, 20 minutes or more. And all because suicidal thoughts. I said, this young man. And this was quite early in the morning. This was like about 7:30 or 7:45. So imagine, he didn't even start to have a bad day yet. So here we are seeing the effects and the side effects of this wicked vax that was forcefully given. Not to mention, as we're on topic of it, we would know that that ban will be lifted sometime next week. So for all of those and all of us who bravely withstand and withhold and fight and stood for our rights and our integrity, somehow it paid off to know that the mask, and the, no one can ask you about if you take the poke, yes or no. You're free to move around. Praise the Lord. It's going to be sometime next week. So here we are with that vaccine roundup, almost roundup, in far as no one is talking about the cases or the spread or whatever. We are about to lift off that mask, have a good time, because it's really holding back the economy. Forget about who is sick and who's going to die. That's going to happen any which way. But that's the vaccine. That's the where we stand. And as I said, a judge have uphold information, and he's saying, no, this must be released right away. So let's look forward and pay attention to the fact that this document will be released shortly, because it must be released. But the powers that be take no shame in their game, no apology for the fact that some people are going to be sick for the rest of their life. And that's just like no big deal. But here we are with the war, and in a real sense of the way, we are talking Russia, Ukraine. Now, let us not be asleep here, but let us be vigilant and let us pay attention to what is going on. Now, Russia, the big bear, they love war. Warmongers are they. Now, this is not calling anybody out, but this is just characteristics of one country and what they stand for. So for us who are dormant and just relaxing, let us not be waking up to something really severe, because with all that is going on in Ukraine, we have to understand that the Prime Minister of Ukraine, he has to go in hiding. He has to run. Russia is after him, and they're going to get him. But it's not a case of Russia going to get him. Pay attention here, because I'm only going to run this by you all real quick, real fast, and just on time. So pay attention here. We have seen the cases of Gaddafi. We have seen the case of Bin Laden. We have seen the case of Saddam. Pay attention here. We have seen how things are set up. We don't know what this man knows. He'll be taken out. Don't let me know. You all heard it on this news. It's Friday, Sunday. Please pay attention. He is going down. It would not be the VP taking him down, but the big US of A who controls certain things, taking people down left, right, and center, blaming others. As I said, I'm only going to say it once. Pay attention, be vigilant, be on your alert. Do not fall asleep, and if you fall asleep, stay defended. He can surely wake you up. Let's pay attention here. So let's watch the game plan. It's the art of war. So I didn't do you nothing, so you pushed me in the back, so now I'll have to retaliate. I'm going to fight. So I'm going to fight you. So I really don't want to fight you, little shrimp. I really want to fight your friend. But I got to start it up somewhere, because everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. This is coming to our shores in a strange kind of way. Let us be mindful, like you all heard it here. This is not about propaganda, gossip, or folly otherwise, but for you all to be alert, vigilant, pay attention. As we hold our vibes on a Sunday, we ask that we are guided within certain realms, that we are able to speak certain truths, which is discussed with different companies, that at this time, you know, we stay on a low, but is truth seekers, which I'm a part of, and oftentimes when information reaches a certain height, we must go viral, we must share. The Almighty instructs us himself at some times that we must share. We share this information to all of, as we say, at EWF, the black people of the world. We are often called at some point Israel, which is for a different subject and a different time. And we have to bring that education that it is not Israel that Jacob's name was truly changed, but for Scripture Sunday, that name was Yah-Sharel, and that is the proper pronunciation, spelling Y-A-H-S-H-A-E-L. There is no R in it. It was done to confuse our black people, but when the truth come out, it's okay, because soon our t-shirts, our clothes is going to hold some truth, some vibes, some messages. I'll be very instrumental in doing so, bringing the education onto where we can wear our true name. They will say, what's in a name? But what's in a name that it is important for the powers that be, the wicked pharaohs of this earth, to change it to Israel, and we're known as Israel. And we're not talking about the wicked pharaohs down in Jerusalem, which is just the political Israel and the propaganda Israel, whereby they're just selling trinkets and they're making money. Don't believe in Jesus, but they'll sell the manger real quick. But that's a different story. We're talking about the true people of, yeah, the true, true people of the generation of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are talking of the people of Africa. We are talking mainly so, South Africa, which is a great, great hiding place of Yahweh, special people are there. We have one mention just for this moment. One history lesson, Nelson Mandela, a great, great prophet of ours, a great man of past too, but not to mention a direct descendant from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No false teachings here in this one. We must give big, big salute to our brother, our father, our grandfather, Nelson Mandela, specially chosen by the Almighty from the original lineage coming from Abraham, such a man that was preserved. Let us observe South Africa as a certain special spiritual place. But here, this time, we're talking war. This is just a history lesson before we're talking truths. We bring in education. We bring in things that we should know about. This is not what the books will tell us, and we certainly won't find on the 6 o'clock news. This is Sadie Sunday. We are thanking you all for listening attentively. Dr. Winburn, I'm not able to see the queue, so you let me know how we are looking. If you want to join in conversation at this time, we are observing the war. We are observing the fact that Putin is not playing with anyone. He's just going to take over Ukraine. I don't know the dynamics on that side of the world, but too much as we are learning now, there are a lot of blacks over there and they are being treated very poorly. Just recently I saw a video, if I have a chance to send it to some of you all, I will, whereby Ukrainian train operators was throwing some black people off the train. For whatever reason, these people are in danger, were trying to flee. But at a certain point, they were thrown off. They were literally thrown off. You're seeing the white hand of the train operator in his light blue uniform pushing one black boy, about 20-something, off the train. I mean, pushing him off. You were able to see that video because the people who got pushed off before were filming while the others were being thrown off. This is so, this is happening. But let us take a good look and let us remember who are those in Ukraine. Who are those? Have we paid attention to who are those? Yeah, those are the curly-haired Jews across here in Jerusalem, claiming the birthright of Jews. They are the wicked pharaohs of the earth. They are across there. And Putin must have known something because he's about to drop a bomb in there. You know what? And not to say he's stopping there because he has some toys that he wants to play with. And he is going to drop one real soon, real close. So let us be prepared for those of us while listening carefully, let us be mindful when we see that first action take place. Take a little money out of the bank, be wise, put it on your pillow, just leave enough in to pay some bills because the bank is going to close, the ATM is going to close. War is very ugly, but as I said, all is fair in war. Or I think all is fair in love and war. But mainly now we are talking about war. So the fairness of war is, you drop a bomb in my bomb, I drop one in yours, and so on, until enough people die, we are satisfied, blood run, all right. But it's going down. It can be called World War III or whatever you want to call it. It's going down. Mainly, however, we have to pay attention to the fact that it's spiritual warfare as well, and this here is also written, and it must be told. It is written in the book of Revelation for those of us who are paying attention to the end time. We are in the end time. We are facing some really terrible, trying things of which is written. This, we have to live through it. We cannot change it. That's to mention the fact that there will come that time for the mark of the beast. It's not right here now. It's not here with us in this moment, but that time will also come. But here we are, Sadie Sunday, inviting some of our hosts to join in. Dr. Winburn, you can call the phone.
All right, we're going to go out to the to the studio. We have in our studio this evening 914-979. Get ready, we're about to open up your mic. 914-979. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Ethiopian World Federation program. Your host, Sadie Gomez. You have a question or comment?
Yes, indeed, and thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts and feelings on what has been said thus far, because in dealing with basically the situation with the vaccine, I am in agreement with that. We do have to be very careful with these type of things because, you know, when you look back in the past on things that have happened in the past, whether it's in Africa or even here in this country, we've had vaccines before that have been given out in our communities, and we've had quite a few people that have died in the process of receiving that. And we don't need to really go down that road again by just saying, okay, Master Charlie said to do this, so I'm not going to ask no questions. I'm not going to feel that something could go wrong. I'm just going to believe whatever he says to do. No, I mean, if you're going to really think smart, you know, because it's not about just doing whatever somebody says to do. It's about thinking smart. And if you're going to look back on the history of how, you know, these different so-called cures for different ailments and problems that have come our way before have really been not a cure, but a deadly opportunity for us to receive, then that means that you have to think about that again. I never forget about, again, seeing a video that Brother Farrakhan came up with. And he talked about one of the countries in Africa that had a sexual disease that was spreading throughout that country. And he said that basically, you know, the Medicare society here decided that they would help them out so that that illness would not spread anymore in that particular country. And that's what they said, and they wasn't going to even charge them any money for the vaccine that they were going to give them. And, you know, when the president of that country thought about that, they said, hey, you know what? You know, that sounds good. We could get this for free, and we could stop this. So, yeah, we'll accept that. And thanks for, you know, helping us out. But then after 250,000 people took that vaccine to stop the spreading of that disease, a week later, they all died. And these are things that could at least give some kind of thought in your mind and say, wow, if that was a situation where so many of our people were killed behind supposedly getting cured and helped so that the spreading of this wouldn't happen, but instead they got murdered and killed, then these are things that we should, like, really be conscious of. Because if they've done it in the past, they could do it in the present. And these are things that we need to know about, because these vaccines, they say a number of different things are happening, you know, in regards to sterilizing our people where sexually they can't, you know, even have any, you know, children or anything, you know, after you've taken a vaccine. And the other thing is we've had a number of people that have taken a vaccine and have died, you know, shortly thereafter, whether it's a few days or a week later, and that's not good either. And we've had a lot of other negative side effects that came out of the vaccine, you know, on our people. So with that being said, you know, for those that haven't had it yet and are thinking, yeah, you know what, I think I'm going to take it, you know, you should think again about it, because this has been, you know, a situation where some people haven't been given the poisonous, you know, vaccine where they're going to die the next day or within a week. But some people have been given vaccine that has had some terrible side effects. And you don't need to go down that road. You know, what you need to do is think smart and deny yourself from going down that road. Because if you do, there's no telling what can happen to you. You don't know if you're going to get the poisonous one, whether you're going to get the one with the terrible side effects that are attached to it. You don't know what you're going to get. And but one thing for sure, if you don't deal with it, you won't be dealing with none of it, the possibilities of what could come your way. So these are things that we need to be mindful of. You know, not only do we need to look at how it has affected us right now in the present, but also the different things that have happened in the past where our people have used different vaccines that have been very crucial to our community. So we don't need to go down that road anymore, but what we do need to do, think smart and go the right way instead of the wrong way.
Well, thank you so much, caller, for your input in tonight's conversation. We know you're regular on our program. We thank you so very much. That we all should be very cautious of the fact that the vaccine do have side effects. There are people complaining, yet it's not being publicized. The media is really downplaying it for whatever reason. But we are at this point bombarded with the news of the war, but we have to be mindful of our health and of our wellness and what is being done to us, especially since we have a history of what has been done to us, where we can look back on, where a few men were really taken advantage of. And here we understand how we as a black people must be very cautious when things are being given to us, because we have all reason to check and to double check. Okay, so for our wonderful Sunday evening crew, we're going to open the mics of someone else that they can join in the conversation.
All right, we're going to open the mic of 203-515. Get ready. We're about to open your mic, 203-515. Your mic is open. You have a question or comment for our host tonight.
Yeah, that's a combination of things. Vaccine, I think it backfired.
Hey, we know that voice. Go ahead.
I got some myself and say, don't say my name because I might not. I want to live, my children live, my grandchildren.
You got to be incognito.
Try to be anonymous here. Incognito, please.
Try to be secretive here. Let me use name. I'm going to talk like an Indian then. Well,
and you have an echo on your phone.
It's my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
What happened to the king went round, man? Well, listen, the pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19, Delta, Micron, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it backfired. It did not. Maybe if we take the stats across the world, maybe there's a number of people, you know, that have lost their lives in certain billion numbers or whatever. Maybe it's, you know, for our human population, maybe it served its purpose at some point. But I think what happened is it screwed up tremendously. It did not work out the way it was planned. It got cross-fired and hit the wrong such and such and such of people, and it still has an adverse effect on people because people do not know if they have a slight kidney disease, and it's going to accelerate that disease. If you have a heart condition, cardiovascular problem, it's going to accelerate that problem. And so people have remedial conditions that this particular vaccine is accelerating it and causing a lot of damages in a lot of ways unnecessarily. It definitely put a strain on the medical and health community, tremendous strain on them. They couldn't handle the number of people or the number of times and the exhausted amount of emergency cases, and to the point where they had to negate and neglect some surgical procedures to tend to this particular concern. It wasn't supposed to go that way, but it caused a lot of rifts and political, social, economics, and definitely it ripped through the healthcare system. So as far as that's concerned, okay, they're getting ready to release this tomorrow, the 7th, according to New York City and New York State, I guess. I don't know what the other world of the other parts of the other states are doing, but they get ready to release this thing tomorrow. And I think it's at will, as you see. Let's check out and find what's happening. You got politicians on the news crying about the number of people that died. And I guess you would cry, you know, if you know, circumstances that could have been prevented.
What thing are they releasing tomorrow? What are they releasing tomorrow?
Well, they're saying they're going to ban the mandatory mandatory requirement that you must have a mask.
Mask.
Go in here and go in there, eat inside there, and go to school, go to job, get work. You know, my daughter lost her job because of that, and now you're releasing it. You know what I'm saying? So the economy is bad. You got the economy is terrible. The medical situation, the insurance companies are complaining, you know, their situation is all screwed up. It took a big toll. Nobody paid attention to the toll that it took on the American economy and economy at large, the world economy. It took a tremendous, the airline industry took a tremendous hit. Countries' economies got destroyed. Some of these economies got destroyed. And, they got to find out a way to redeem themselves. They got to find a way to fix it. You know what I'm saying? They got to find a way to put it back together. I don't think we're totally out of any woods or whatever you want to call it. I just think right now it's like, you know, do, damn if you don't. If you live, good. If you don't, oh, well, we're so sorry.
I heard today that as quiet as it's kept, that this whole thing was another version of the eugenics project, where the idea, like you were saying, was to get rid of, millions and millions of black people, But as that you said, these reporters were saying, who happened to be white reporters, that the plan backfired. And that for the most part, black people just would not take the vaccine.
Right.
And that the people who did and who suffered the most were the white people that they were trying to portray as superior. And they're the ones that was affected by it.
Right.
Because
white
people were not. This was a report that was on TV. Somebody sent me a copy of the video of the reporters talking about this, calling a eugenics project.
Right. And the guy said that they felt Africa would have been a great place to just, you know, to annihilate people, genocide, whatever, because they're not significant, they're not contributors, they're not important. Nobody's going to miss them. They're out there in the woods and the jungles, and they're not doing anything contributory to society. So they felt that that would be a populace that people could get rid of, and nobody would give a damn. And I'm sure they might thought the same thing about the Caribbean. And anywhere there's black people, you know, insignificant, not important. I heard Bill Gates talk years ago in a story he wrote for some journalist thing that we have a number of people that are burdens on society. They bring disease, alcoholism, drugs, gangs, killings, diseases, and these people are vultures. And he said,
I don't know why he would talk about his cousin like that.
Exactly. And his father had the same ideology. His mother had the same ideology that certain people you don't need, you know, is society would be better off without certain people. But as we can see, you know, man cannot do what God is in control of. God don't like ugly. He don't like nobody trying to play him. He don't like no imitators. So, you know, things happen and concerns come over. Now, as far as Ukraine is concerned, I'm going to say this. I've heard through different connections, resources, not so much on media, that the good old U.S. of A. would like to build a nuclear arsenal in Ukraine, pointed at Russia, and this started this whole thing. That was the plan. Now, how good that is, we'll as time go on, we'll hear more. The other thing that people got to understand is that Russia has a plan to take over, but they want to start with such a little small place. It's something else about Ukraine. It's located strategically in an area where several other European countries, Portugal, Poland, Slovakia, Crimea, and all these other ones that I ain't never heard of. But if y'all look at the map, y'all see them there. And the fact of the matter is that there is an international criminal court that has a provision that says no airstrikes on civilians, children, women, hospitals, schools, apartment buildings, people's homes. There's a provision in international law that says if any country bombs individual people, bombs homes, bombs hospitals, nursing homes, any place where there are civilians, that they're violating international law, and there's a warrant that goes out for that prime minister or president, and then they stop. They violate them, and they stop them from airstrikes. Airstrike law is the airstrike law that's supposed to take place when you kill civilians. This man, Putin, they said they do not want to implement that law because they say if you do, you have to also strike back at that particular country that's causing the violation of the law. Because NATO has an air force as well, which is a combination of different countries. So NATO has an air force like a law enforcement. And so when they implement non-airstrike zone law, then Putin could not go ahead and bomb civilian homes and hospitals and nursing homes in which he is doing. Now, they've been asked many a time, the international criminal law, the head of the international criminal law, they asked him many times why he's not implementing this law, why the non-airstrike law. And he said, no, we don't want to do that because, you know, if we do that, then we're going to cause World War III, we're going to cause more problems, because that means NATO has to bring in its forces, and their forces would have to fight against Putin's forces, Russia's forces, if they decide not to stop. So that tells me, if y'all seen, y'all don't want to do it because he's gangster and he might come back at y'all. That means he's going to do it. So, you know, and that tells me America is doing nothing but sitting around looking and keeping peacekeeping. So that tells me maybe, you know, hey, holla, maybe, you know, somebody, good old U.S. of A., maybe they did want to build a nuclear arsenal in the heart of Ukraine, pointing at the man there, you know, Putin. Maybe if you watch Putin, he's always alone. When he's talking, he's in a Pacific room, he's by himself, because you know if they wanted to get rid of him, they got people hollering right there inside the army, right there inside the government, spies, whatever, give them the word, it's over. So there's many of things you look at this. Many strange things are happening. First of all, NATO, the NATO forces and the international criminal law talking about he would violate killing people. Duh, he's killing people. He's shooting up homes, nursing homes, schools just been bombed, hospitals been bombed. How much more civilian strikes do he need to do before y'all enact the international non-bombing zones, non-flight zones, non-flight zones where you cannot fly and throw bombs down. When are you going to implement the non-flight zones? They don't want to do that because they don't want to get him angry so that he don't start a war. Duh, the war is already here. He's already killing people. So that tells me right there something is up. You got NATO, you got the international criminal court, they're holding you back. You got the UN International Government Affairs. Those people holding back. You got all these other, the G8, with included Russia in the G7. Now with the G8, they got him in here and they said they can't kick him out. Once you're in, you're in for life. You can't get kicked out. But they got him in there and they letting him do all this stuff and nobody is saying Billy Squat. Nobody's saying anything. Something is strange. Something is really strange because if you're honest and you really did not start this war, you don't want this war, you would do something to stop it. And nobody can tell me that World War III is going to start if you start to defend yourself against his forces. If you implement non-striking zones laws, non-flying zone laws, to stop him from killing he already killed civilians already, but I'm going to stop the continuation of destroying towns and places. So that tells me something else is going on with this war. There's something else about this war that it ain't all him. There's some other particulars that's involved in this as well. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's the craziness. But I would say this to say this. Black people of the world, you see what's going on. You see how they treat each other. And I'm going to say, like I said before, if you go to somebody's house and they beat and abusing their children, not feeding them, they're dirty, they're not clean, they're hungry, they're naked, and they're yelling and screaming at them and cursing at them, and that person has bad parenting, bad social skills, just bad skills all around. Are you going to take your son and your daughter and leave your daughter there with those people? Well, that's what we've been doing as a people. We've been putting our hands into these people like they are our mother and our father, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there for us. If they treat each other like this, what do you think they think about me and you? God wants us to see the behavior. Because I'm going to tell you something. So many black people over the years find so many excuses why we should commit ourselves to the white man and be his friend and forgive him and forget about all that nonsense. Slavery is over. Be nice to them. Be their friend. Talk to them. But when I do something wrong, he ain't nothing but a dog. He ain't no good. Black people cannot forgive each other, but they can forgive the white man. Duh, something is wrong with that picture. But God is letting you see, you know, you can play. The Bible says, don't throw your pearls to swine. That means you don't give the purple that's not about you, not about the good for you, not people have behavior that they're trying to assist you. People don't have the same godly behavior that you have. You don't go give that to them because you're not going to get back what you've given. And that's an oxymoron, and that doesn't help you at all. But we continue to try to follow this society, follow this structure, and we can, and time after time after time after time after time after time, God has shown us enough. At least I've seen enough. I'm not saying I don't hate no white person. I'm not going to get a gun and kill no white person, but I've seen enough. Aubrey that got killed, the young man jogging in Atlanta, Georgia. The type of hatred that man, who was not a father and son, the outside man, the type of hatred he exuded about black people because his daughter dated a black man, and he thought that Aubrey was the black man his daughter was dating. And so his obvious way to eliminate that relationship is to kill him. But nobody ain't saying nothing about that. I'm just saying, I've seen enough, I've heard enough. Now, are there good white people? Yes, there are good white people. But Muhammad Ali said like this. He said, if there's 1,000 dogs coming at me to kill me and to bite me and to tear me up, and I run behind the door and close the door, and there's 100 dogs out of the 1,000, which leaves 900 that want to kill me and 100 that might be nice. He said, should I open the door for the 100 and let the 900 get me? It makes sense. It makes sense. He said, should I open up the door? The 900 going to overdo the 100. The 900 going to, they're going to demolish the 100 and get me. But there's 100 of them say they love me. They like me. They want to save me. But ain't enough of them to do anything for me. Not against the other 900 dogs. So I keep the door closed and keep my ass safe. People, there are good people. But there's 900 of them. There's 1,000 of them coming. There's 100 good ones. But that 900 going to beat up that other 100. There are 260 million white people in America. There are 47 to 50 million black people in America. I don't know how many good dogs there are and how many bad dogs there are, but I'll tell you one thing. If you can protect yourself, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself legally, financially. You got to protect your health. You got to protect your family. You got to protect yourself. If you have no protection and you leave yourself open to whatever and whenever, it's a Russian roulette. It's a possibility you will make and the possibility you want. But the Bible says, be ye always aware and prepared for things that are coming. So I'm just saying, this is what I see. I see what Muhammad Ali seen. There's 1,000 dogs coming. 900 of them are mean and bad and want to kill me and destroy me. But there's 100 nice ones. And I open the door. I got to figure out who's nice and who's bad. Ain't got that kind of time. I ain't that brave. I'm keeping that door closed. Like Muhammad Ali say, I'm keeping that door closed, and I'm going to wait until I can save my doggone self. Think about it, people. Think about it.
All I am tempted to say is, who let the dogs out? Because that's a lot of dogs to try to figure out which ones are the good ones. I say keep the door closed. But I thank you so much for your contribution this evening, caller. You know, your favorite on our show. We thank you so much. At this time, we there are others in the queue waiting. We want to weigh in on the war situation, the fact that we should not be asleep but vigilant and observing, as the caller said, paying attention to our own selves individually, collectively. If we are in groups, thank God for Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We try to bring you news as we come along. We'll try to provide an umbrella by which we know we, the black people of the world, can run under. It's about time we organize, centralize. We see how important it is at this time. The war is on. We got to choose sides. We see all around the world how black people are treated, and we have to understand if the world is treating us like that, could be at least be a little more civilized to our brothers and sisters. So at this time, we ask for other callers to weigh in and have a conversation.
All right, we're going to go back out. Still in the queue, we got 618. Get ready, 618-960. We're getting ready to open your mic, 618. Get ready, 960. Your mic is open. Welcome to the call. Do you have a question or comment for our host tonight?
Hi, good evening. I don't really have a question, but just more so, I have not really been tuning into the whole Ukraine situation, and I was trying to understand, you know, what does America have to do with the Ukraine, Russia invading Ukraine? Can somebody tell me more about
it? I welcome you to the show. I welcome you. I'm so happy that you are able to make it. So what's your question this evening?
Thank you for having me. So I was just more so trying to gain a better understanding of the whole Russia and Ukraine situation. I don't really know why America is in the midst of that. How are we in the midst of that? Is it because of the connection we have with Russia, with Putin?
Well, for whatever reason, Shira, it's gonna play out slowly and surely before our eyes. What we have to do, in fact, is just take pointers and be observant of certain things. As you ask, what business has America within that whole mix? But then again, it's good. It's a case of why is it a war? We are looking at the big dogs here. You know, they consider NATO to be a puppy that they can play with. So now we are see that countries fighting for that superpower to be named as number one, that feared party. And oftentimes, if you want to test to see who's the strongest in the gang, war goes on. We gotta flex our muscles here, see what's going on. This war is coming to our shores. What we don't know, however, is what secret the Ukrainian prime minister is carrying, because Russia is after him, and America will have to silence him. We have to watch and see how it plays out. It's the art of war. Nothing would appear as it seems, because there's always the underlying factor. Why was Saddam killed? Why was Gaddafi killed? We have questions to answer. Why was John Macapulay in Tanzania killed? The war went on. People got killed. So oftentimes there are secrets that are being held. Certain people know too much and have to be put away. Certain countries want to flex their muscles. And in Russia case, he has some toys he wants to play with. So we have to watch, wait, and be vigilant as we watch it come and appear right here, and this is no joke for us. And this itself is prophecy. Read our Bibles. It's coming on our shore. It's coming from the sea. So let us be mindful, watchful. Put some food in our house, water, take some money out of the bank. Let's chill. We can't do anything about it. We cannot stop it. So, Shira, I'm so thankful that you took some time off from your busy schedule to join me tonight. Really, really wonderful. You can continue your conversation, or you can just listen on if you like. So I'm passing the mic back to you.
Well, what you just said definitely helped my thoughts, because, you know, being the generation that I'm in, and we're enduring this, you know, on top of COVID and this, so you often wonder, okay, what do I do? What can I do to protect myself and my family? So I definitely will keep my ears open and continue to look towards the heavens.
Well, most definitely, because from there come at your very health. So what it is now, we are entering into a very serious time. Not only are we seeing wars of a physical nature, but we are going to be experiencing wars of a spiritual nature. So may we watch and pray and make it right with ourselves, with the Heavenly Father, with that with that master, you know, the king himself, our creator, we have to make it right with him, because this time is a time when we have to choose sides. Which side of the fence are you on? So, and there's no gray lines, neither black or white. So you got to, you know, each and every one of us got to make it right, especially around now. This is not about running to church, you know, pastor and priest could save us, because they can't. They can hardly even save their own self. So here we are looking towards ourselves and our master and wondering, as we enter this revelation time, serious, serious time of what comes. And the fact that we cannot stop it, we just have to be able to understand, overstand, understand what is going on and how we prepare ourselves for such a battle. Journey. As in the ancient times, there were wars, there were exodus, there were times that were very dread upon the earth, and people survived it. So only the strong survive. Okay, to my wonderful callers who love to talk and probably whistle, you're coming out loud and strong. We gave you all the time for that show. Just now where we call that one, do your own thing. But anyway, Shira, so much I hope I can have answered your question. But my love, be mindful, be watchful, be prayerful. Take yourself, family, and the most I can tell you, let us just watch and pray, but we cannot do anything about it. So for you, have a wonderful night. And again, thank you so much for joining me. And we'll take our next one in the queue. That's the right one.
All right, we're going to open up the mic about Chaplin and see if he has a word on this Ukraine or the vaccine situation. If the chaplain is still with us, I know it's the top of the hour. If not, we'll go to our commercial break. Chaplain, are you there? All right, it's 8:01.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Chaplain.
Yes.
Thank you,
love.
Yes.
Okay.
We were wondering if you had a word on the topic tonight.
Okay. Pertaining to the war and the situation, right? I would say we would have to move in faith and affirm faith, and that applied to all nations. And we're going to the selected speech a little, page 89, reaffirm faith. The sacrifice of other nations, and the long, bitter struggle of our empire for the defense and furtherance of the cause of collective security, impose upon all nations alike the obligations render, render sacred by the life, blood, and suffering of our people, to ensure that war will not again fear the face of our fair land, and that justice and not expediency shall guide the council. Justice and not expediency shall guide the council of nations, and in the world of the Charter and the United Nations, firm faith in fundamental human affairs, human rights, the dignity and worth of the human person, and in the equal rights of nation large and small. These are the words of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, pertaining to the war in general, and the collective security the peace, the Prince of Peace, and the Charter for the United Nations, the purpose of the peace, maintaining the peace collectively. So there's a dispute. We shall utilize the Charter upon the resolution pertaining to war, nations, internationally, use the fundamental to better and not make war here the surface of this land. Again, disarmament of war, weapon, and we're moving in that direction. It is selfish, personal, and so happens that it ricocheted in a magnitude. Well, collective security and the United Nations, that's where I would lean towards to remedy this matter. Give thanks for the present moment. Blessings.
Thank you so much, Chaplain. We really thank you for joining us in our Sunday evening conversation about war. And we see that war sometimes becomes necessary for those who create and plan wars. Wars have come about at various times, and we, the civilians who are standing by, would say for no reason. But oftentimes a design plan, men sit down and they plan wars. This has been done from since in the days of David. But we are wondering, in this here time, where we do stand as far as protecting ourselves, because we see that there's no true protection for us, but we have to create and use this opportunity where we can gather ourselves together in a manner understanding that one cannot do it by themselves, but we must gather ourselves like in the ancient days. We talk about gathering of our people, and here we are at the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, understanding more and more our positive part, because here we are with our clothing. We have made our first breakthrough, our clothing. We are saying, wear your local proud. Chaplain, I still have your garment for you. I have not forgotten about you, but we are speaking of wearing your local proud. So when various ones remember that they are members of the Ethiopian World Federation, we encourage them to join a local, revamp your local, but get into a local, because, you know, as we are a great number, more than the sand upon the seashore, you know, and we are not saying who asked us to count Israel, but at this time, we have to understand that in serious, serious times, we have to understand ourselves in numbers. There's value in numbers, there's strength in numbers, and unity is numbers. So let us just really have to just put aside as much small talk and everything else that we may have, but we have to understand we are one people, we, the black people of the world, and let's see what is facing us. So let us be great ambassadors for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated to bring members into the fold, to help those who don't understand that this year legacy is for them. And as for this spring and summer, we'll be wearing our clothes proud. One special brother, he said he's just going to bring all his clothes. He just wanted done like that. He loves the artwork. He is rejoicing. So we are also spreading the word when we are wearing our Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, our locals, number 26, we were proud. Other locals as well have joined in, and we yet to spread it all along. So we are understanding ourselves through clothing. Our clothing will be a message. Our clothing will be something that will be placed where people can see, a conversation can be made, and let us be willing and ready to answer and bring into the fold. All right, for this time, I guess we're going to go into commercial. That's what I want. My co-host, are we going to go into a commercial break at this time, Dr. Wingwong?
Oh, are we going to our commercial break at the top of the hour? Everybody get a chance to go to the restroom. Tell a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that the Federation is on the air. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I sign on payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamston.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-7000. 615-604-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated, local number 26, with your host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez. Let's put our hands together. She come back to the mic.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Ben Bon, and to my lovely studio host as well. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated, local 26. Coming to you live on this wonderful Sadie Sunday. Here we are discussing the war and the effects the war has on us as far as what is really going on Here we notice that Russia has invaded Ukraine. It seems to be a war unprovoked from what we are looking at with the information that we have as civilians. But we have to understand there is a reason and there must be a reason for all things that are done. For example, Ukraine. What's going on in Ukraine? We come to find out, for one, there's a lot of black people living in Ukraine who are being treated very badly. We get to understand there's a big set of racism in Ukraine. We never had to think about that before because we never even had to think of the country Ukraine. For the first time, I had to look on the map and realize how large Ukraine really was. But here we are asking ourselves, what interest does Russia have in Ukraine? Maybe none, but only to find out Ukraine has the largest nuclear power plant in the world. Russia has gone in and take that. Now, Russia has invaded Ukraine, is going to Ukraine to take over Ukraine, and will do so. So there's no if, but about it, that we should follow carefully what is really happening. When such is done, what's the next move? We have to ask ourselves, because really, strategically, things are being done. So we cannot be asleep, we cannot be dormant, we cannot turn our back, neither can we go into a coma, but be aware that we are here, and we are New Yorkers, let's say, and just being New Yorkers, let us be mindful, let us be careful, as in the days of 9-1-1, we saw what came down, we understood, it was like, oh my gosh, how could it be? So let us pay attention, remember, Daily Sundays, you have heard the story, you just want to see how things play out. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can really do about it seriously. All we can do is buckle down in a safe place and let it be. However, this story has already been written. It has to be told. We are here within the end time. We have to observe. As I said, I don't wish to be the prophet of doom and gloom, but just for us to open our eyes when we hold these vibes on a Sunday to know that it's not just song and dance out here, but it's serious times with many of distractions, of course, to lead us into other ways. But let's keep our eyes open, please, as a people, as we within the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, we are seriously holding a very important position within the Federation whereby we have to teach others, bring others into the fold. We are ambassadors. We have to live and show example, and there is the Federation that we must promote with its integrity. So here we are, Sunday evening, discussing the war, the effect it has on us. We also did discuss the fact that the COVID-19 vaccination, while we are being bombarded with news of the war or rumors of war thereof, here we are with a 36-page document that is waiting to be released, but the powers that be, the wicked pharaohs of this world, they want to release part of the vaccine 75 years later. Why should it not be released now? But anyway, that a judge overturned that court order. We would see if we follow, and we can Google these days, find out information. I have the information written down that here before me that I can pass on to you so you can know what link you can check. This is true in fact. We did mention that a few of the side effects that was mentioned in this document was neurological disorders. We have that to take care of. We kidney diseases in there also, or they also throw in herpes, which we'll see at some later time and date, and we are wondering, what can we do? It's nothing we can really do about it, however. It's really nothing we can do. So, there's a new call in line, call at 212-470. Your mic is open. You can join us in conversation.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. Welcome to our show.
Great, great, great. I've been listening to the latter part of the show so far, and it's very interesting, this subject of war. You know, I can say that what this is my disclaimer to the war, I should say. I know everything about this war from two sources. One, from Western television, and two, from the Bible. Those are the two sources that I have to rely on for the information that I know about the war. As I understand it, you know, this war, nor the next one, or the next one, or the next one, comes as any surprise to me. We know that war goes all the way back, not just to mankind, but back to the deity. War broke out in heaven. You know, and that was not a little war. It was a bigger one than this one. And the results is what we're dealing with today. You know, we have forces in the world that actually want to seek havoc. And I'm not the one to be the judge to say who's who, but I can certainly look and observe. And I can say when we look at this war, and we call it a war, Putin said it is not a war. So there's wars and there's rumors of wars. You know, he thinks he's just doing his civil duty to clean up his territory as he sees it, and he don't call it a war. That's to be demonstrated and to see how that play out in the playbook of war. I know it's going to play out one way or the other at the end of the day. But I look back, and if I was to look at it from a political and civic perspective, I have to look at the foundation of all of these things and how these things evolve and what brings about these type of crisis. And I have to observe by basically saying that you have to understand that this is a fight for what we call country. You see the Ukrainian people, they are fighting for country. They're fighting as hard as they can. By definition, the UN has defined a country as a territory taken by force. That's the definition of a country. Every country in the world is a territory that has been taken by force. No country was handed over to someone and said, here's the deeds, take the land. It was always a war. It was always a fight to see who will win and who will not win. In some cases, it has been genocidal for the victor, you know. In other cases, it's been an ongoing battle to fight over land. That's something that I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. So what you see going on there now is one territory fighting to occupy another territory or to take back what they think is theirs, and another territory fighting to say it's our country. By UN definition, is a territory. A country is a territory taken by force. So it seems to me, in the light of modern times, that the greater force will always seem to be the victor. But on the underside of things, I can't put my two cents in this war, simply because this is a bigger picture than we can see. There's more to this than meets the eye. You pointed out a number of facts a while ago about Ukraine and the nuclear weapons and all the rest of that. Those elements play a major role in everything. But there's an underlying element of mankind and where we're headed as a human race and how we respect or disrespect other races, whether you be the aggressor or whether you be the victim. You know, without respect, you have a crisis on your hand. If anybody respects you, they won't cross certain lines. We know that. They can think it, they can feel it, they can absorb it in their spirit, but they can't cross certain lines. So some lines have certainly been crossed as far as I can see. And I can say that if those lines are crossed, we're going to wake up to a different situation in Europe tomorrow. It's not going to be the same. It's going to escalate before it gets better. This is my opinion, because you have two sides that are determined and overly determined to achieve their end. And even the negotiations, as we've been told, falling apart and has fallen apart. When negotiations stop, it's a problem. You know, I can tell you I'm in the telecommunications business, and I can tell you that whenever there's a war, the last thing they blow up is the telecommunications facility, because you need that guy to be able to pick up the red phone and say, I surrender, or to say, let's talk. You know, that's how you communicate with them. And so as it stands right now, the official talk seems to be off the table. I'm only hoping that the unofficial talks can speak louder now. And that would be the unofficial talks would be the voice of the people. The people on both sides of the fence need to speak to the end game that they would want to see in this whole thing. That's my penny and a half that I'll put in it.
Well, Paul, I surely enjoyed your contribution to this conversation. And truly, I would like to agree with you to the fact that when diplomacy has fallen out and rolled far away, we know it's hands and feet on the ground, because the talk seems to not work and will not work because the war have to go on. For whatever reason, this is going down. So we just have to buckle down. And war is often planned. We don't know strategically done so. There's the art of war, and there are reasons why areas are considered weak when, you know, there must be an aggressor in war, because someone got to win, someone got to lose. But as I said, all is fair in love and war. So we see how this play out. And let us not be foolish or naive to believe that it's not going to hit us somewhere real close. So this will happen because there are big players, there are big dogs that are hanging out, and we know there are some sideline players who are just waiting to jump in. So we would see how all of this play out as the forces join in, because there's friends, there's enemies, there's frenemies, and we would see. We are just a civilian.
Yes, yes. You know, to make light of all of this, I'd like to share something that somebody shared with me a few days ago. And they said that there was a Russian operative, a Russian spy that was captured, and he was going by the name Joe Smith, a very simple, common American name. And they took him into the interrogation room, and they said to him, you're a foreign spy. We know that you are, and you're hiding behind the name Joe Smith. And he said, no, I'm a real American. You know, he said, I can name all 50 presidents, and I could name every state, and I could name all their deputies in order. And I can name all the territories of the United States. I can quote the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance. I can quote the Constitution. I can quote the Bill of Rights. I know it all by heart because I'm American. And the agent looked at him and said, you're not an American. You're a Russian spy. That's what you are. And he said, well, I have to admit, you know, you're really pushing me hard. Yes, I am a Russian spy, but how did you know? And he responded to this Russian spy. He said, because no American know all those things. So this is how informed we are, you know, so we have to be cautious of the information that we're getting, and to make sure that we can pass the test of time if we're challenged.
Yes, indeed, because as big as we seem on the front that we put up as a country, if one catches sleeping, it can be very deadly. So
very much so, and that's a real fear. I don't think people are conscious of how much of a real fear that is. You know, it doesn't take much to take a war around the world. We're seeing that with Afghanistan and Baghdad. You can take a war around the world and start, whether you win or lose. You can certainly start one anywhere on the planet, from wherever you are. And we're facing somewhat of a danger right now. Even some innocent countries are facing some danger right now because of what's going on. Because a lot of countries are drawn into this in a big way, in a very big way. you know, we're doing our best, as we put it, in terms of sanctions, but I don't know if sanctions work. It didn't work for Cuba.
No,
I don't
sanctions,
know if it worked for anywhere else.
I think my boy, BC, he laughs in the face of sanctions. He's not playing. Put into a sanction rule. I don't need you. You sanction if I need you. You you need me, and you might come to need me in a little while from now.
Right, right. Sanctions to me is you walking onto the subway and a homeless guy asks you for a quarter, and you tell him no, and he says, I'm going to put sanctions against you. I'm never going to ask you for a quarter again. You know, it doesn't benefit you any.
So,
sanctions.
You know, he had
a good laugh like that. Yeah, our economy is hurting here in America and in the West, so we're hurting. I mean, you watch the Dow Jones Industrial Average and you watch the stock market the day that the war started and the few days following that, and you would notice that it took a very deep dive, a deep, deep dive that has not recovered from yet. It's on the rise, but when you're rising from a fall, that doesn't bring you up to where you are.
Well, let us just scratch the surface of the economic situation within the war. What is really going to happen in the long run? They have to really get rid of the dollar, because really we want to go digital. And in order for economy to really introduce something so new and different and foreign to its citizens and its people, who's going to kick back and say, no, what has to happen? The economy has to fall, the banks have to close, ATM machines have to be locked down for a period, panic goes on, and then they introduce a new system. This all has to do really with the New World Order. This is where we are heading. This is where many changes are being made. Very subtle agreements are being shoved at us. And we are all, as we said, we are wide open, but we are sleeping, eyes wide open, and we are not seeing nothing. So really, we are heading and we are leading to the New World Order. This is where one currency, one government, one rule, and of course, from the spiritual realm, the introduction of the Antichrist, which is of course a different subject for a different day. But as we touch upon the situation of the war causes economies to collapse, and there's a design plan to have the economy collapse simply because there is an introduction of a new form of, what should we say, banking or having money being given out to you. They have to eradicate the dollar. That's going to be soon antiquated. What we have to do with wisdom, hold on to our coins, because that might alone would have value, because the penny will have the value of the copper, but the paper has no value. So in any case, we are heading towards a strange time within our economy. Banks will not be the same as it used to be. They want to have this digital currency, which they want to introduce, because soon when everyone is being shipped, there's no need for money. You go to the grocery, you pick up your stuff, you run your arms across the line, everything is calculated right there, you step away, and you do everything like the movies, the theater, the cab. This is where we are heading eventually. It's not tomorrow, but we have to observe the small introductions and introductions of new ideas, new things that they want to get accustomed to. It's because of the great change that is coming about. Many of us who are still young enough, perhaps in good health, will live to see this change. But God forbid, for those of us who are walking within the light, we know the mark of is a different topic, which we have to know something different for us, because once that is done and taken, you can no longer serve the Creator, because He will no longer be in your thoughts. It will be a total different person. That's why, you know, they have the introduction of AI as well, because, you know, it's, again, we go back to Revelation with, say, the Scripture Sundays. We are speaking Revelation here. If we have some time, a little bit to the Scriptures, where we talk about an understanding where no trade can be done if you don't have this mark. But we also understand that Satan is going to rule for 7 years, and Lord forbid, I guess, if not for the elect, that time will be cut in half, thank God, but Satan will have to rule And this introduction of the mark of the beast and of the Antichrist, this has to come upon us because it has been written. We too have to know what side we are on. There's three lines. It's just black and white. Two sides, people.
Let me ask a question, and let me be a troublemaker here, okay?
We often have the devil advocate on this show.
Yes. So I asked the question because I don't want to give the answer, okay? But the question is, we have sanctions, and we're bringing sanctions even against Russian oligarchs now, okay? But why are we being selective in the oligarchs that we bring these sanctions upon? You know, we all know Amazon. It's a very big organization. It's owned by the richest guy in the world. What country is he from?
Mr. Bezos?
Yes.
You really want to play on this show. Well, let's just say, if you are my friend, I'm not going to attack you.
Okay, so you understand. We see what's happening there.
Yeah, you're my friend. We would be cool. We play golf together. I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. We just had coffee this morning, or vodka. Mm-hmm.
Yep. German, Russian vodka and that.
I'm saying the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
And then we could go around the list, and I won't go down the whole list, but you know, the very other rich guy, Elon Musk. Where is he from?
Well, I mean, you're calling people over their countries, but then again, look how influential this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man can leave Earth and go to the moon and come back in the same day.
Exactly.
You know, people like that are untouchable. Because if you get me back, I'm going to the moon. You know, I'm just going to go to the moon.
Yeah. Like you said, they're untouchable. You know, and it's sad because the real victims of what's going on right now, the people that I know in New York City who have businesses, who have to suffer because they have to be politically correct. And they will never be economically correct again in their lifetime. But it's in their best interest to be politically correct. And so they take the political correct stand, knowing that it's to their economic demise. And that is a cause for concern. That's a big cause for concern.
Indeed, but the world has changed so very much as well. And we have to understand that presently is 2022. And the world as we knew it some years ago, even say for the last 10 years, has changed drastically.
And changing
rapidly. And even things are seeming to just be illusions right now, because you almost like, things are just not the way it used to be in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the young people with their different ideologies. If you listen to some of them, you wonder if you want to be in the same world with them. And you probably not so old. But then we are listening to them, and we are seeing it's a case where when the Bible tells us it will be lovers of self. I have seen this thing play out so much. Even today, I'm waiting for the train now. We're watching the seats on the train. A young man sat down. He had two bags, and he put the two bags in the other two vacant seats, which would occupy three people to normally sit there. It was him and two bags. And he had no remorse. He was like about 25. And he was just normal, listening to his music playing on his phone. So, you know, we see that the selfishness of mankind, you know, whereby we wonder, if people even care, or if people are human anymore. A lot of people are losing all because they're straying so far from the Creator, the Almighty God. So that love that we used to have for each other, like, you know, that love, that thing is time to fade away.
Yes, 100%. We draw thick lines in the sand now. There used to be a thin line between love and hate. That line has gotten so thick now, you can see it from a mile.
Yes, indeed.
So before I get before I get myself in trouble and say more.
Well, we're always in trouble on Sundays, you know, and we make no apologies, and then we come back the next one, then we get ourselves in more trouble. But it's okay if you want to relax until next Sunday, because, you know, this is the place where we make trouble. And if no trouble is going on, the host will start up. But we thank you so much for coming on. You're in the right place. Join us again next Sunday, of course. And for those of us who wish to join in a conversation, we are giving the mic open again, that you can join us in conversation. Dr. Winburn, are you there, Dr. Robinson?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, indeed. I didn't want to share with you, and I know.
Yeah, you can talk
some...
up a little bit more, brother. Let me recognize your voice. I can surely hear you. Just talk up just a little more, so we all
can
hear
you. Can you hear me better now?
Oh yes, loud and clear. That was much better.
Okay, great. Yeah, what I wanted to mention to you is something that some of us do believe in and are definitely 100% with us in regards to dealing with this from this perspective, in regards to the wars and things of that sort. And some of us are like saying, what? Are you serious? We could do this? But anyway, what I wanted to mention to you is another side of this. And I'll be honest with you, if I hadn't run across a situation, you know, like this, I would probably be scratching my head saying, I wonder if this could happen as well. But the fact that I did run across this, you know, really gave me the confidence in knowing that it can definitely be something that can happen again. Because in dealing with these gang wars, with these kids that were going off and had made up their minds that they wanted to definitely kill kids in other gangs because they wanted to take over their gang and force them to, you know, sell drugs for them and do all kind of crazy things. The bottom line was that, you know, they're getting shot and killed back and forth and, you know, having made up their mind that they were going to get revenge on the other gang and all this kind of crazy stuff. It was pretty interesting to see that a lot of our youth were definitely getting shot and killed, you know, by killing each other. But the bottom line was that, you know, the only reason why it was a situation where I even thought that this could be a way that we could, you know, deal with putting an end to some of this madness that we were facing with our youth at that time when the gang wars were definitely out of control and, you know, really killing a lot of kids when, you know, every week you're hearing about 3, 5, or 10 kids getting killed. But the bottom line was that, you know, the thing about it that really, you know, turned the situation around for me was, you know, again, we had a situation where we had several schools that, you know, had our meditation program. And the good thing about it, we were trying to show kids how they can improve their grades, how they can reprogram their mind, think from a positive perspective, and how, you know, they could, you know, really stop, you know, a lot of the negative thinking that they had on themselves and start to see themselves in that positive state of mind. But anyway, it did help to get some kids up into the A and B honor roll that were failing, and it did help some kids get, you know, some peace of mind, which was good. So I was glad to see that come about, and I knew that that was something that was capable with the prayer and meditation that we were doing. And mainly we were doing just meditation because they didn't even want, the, you know, any prayer in the schools because they said they were against the religious part. But anyway, the bottom line was, in dealing with that, you know, as I had stated before in the past, I don't know if you remember this, but one of our students, a young lady, came to me, you know, one day and said, Mr. Bridges, you're not even going to believe this. I said, what are you talking about? She said, this blew my mind. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, you know what happened? I actually, you know, was doing a meditation last night. And she said, guess who came to me in the meditation? I said, who came to you? She said, Jesus came to me in the meditation. I said, really? Jesus came to the meditation? She said, yeah. And what blew my mind, too, was that he was a black man. And, then, you know, he came out of a ball of light, and he started talking to me. And I said, really? When he talked to you that he was a black man? He said, no, he didn't even go into that. He was saying that if we start to focus on the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ going into these knuckleheads that want to kill each other and destroy each other's lives, He said what could actually happen is he would reach into their minds and hearts, and through the pure and divine love of God in Christ, he said he would cleanse their minds and hearts of all of that hatred and anger and the desire to kill one another. I said, really? Jesus said that too? He said, yes. And he said, there are several meditation groups in the different schools. He said, if all of the students start to focus on that, and some of your adults that you're working with as well, he said, we could turn that around and end the gang wars. I said, really? He said, wow. You know, I was like, you know, really saying this is something that, you know, really shocking me, because I didn't know that, you know, Jesus would come off like this and express something like this that could really happen. But I said, well, this sounds great. If we could do this, this would be wonderful. So anyway, what happened after that, you know, I got together with the different youth in our meditation groups in the different schools, and they were in junior high schools and high schools. And when I spoke with them about this, I said, this is what we need to do, visualize the divine love of God and Christ going into these different youth that are in these gang wars and that are gangbangers wanting to kill and destroy each other. And I said, you know, because Jesus came to the young lady that's one of our students, and said that this could happen, we're going to give this a shot and see if it can really happen. And sure enough, shortly after that, you know, the wars had stopped. And I was like really very, very thankful to see that it could actually work. But again, this is one of the things that unfortunately we overlook as a actual focus on what we could do that could really turn a lot of craziness that's going on in this world, whether it's with wars, not only in gang wars in our community, but real wars outside of our community that could turn into world wars and things like that. And the thing about it is, that same awesome, amazing power of God and Christ that we could utilize, focusing on different people that want to, you know, cause wars to occur against one another, we could actually see those wars come to an end. And I know for some people, they're like saying, all right, brother, are you get out of here. I don't care about this, you know, power of God or Christ. You know, that stuff can't work. God ain't got no power to do that. And Jesus don't either, man. You must have been drunk that day when you said you saw that. And some people really do believe from that perspective that something like this could never come about through spirituality. And they're wrong, because I saw it. And one thing about it is some people actually saw the different awards we got when we ended the war. And the thing about it, we got a lot of the awards in 2015 because for 5 years they saw that there was no more murdering going on with the kids, you know, in Mount Vernon and, you know, Yonkers and other places. But the bottom line was that being that that was the case, you know, they said, wow, for 5 years there's been no gang war, you know, murdering going on anymore. So we're going to give you awards for, you know, really putting in all this hard work and everything.
I want to bring in another caller just because we are reaching to the top of the hour. We have just about 7 minutes left. So I want to bring in caller 646-363. Your mic is open. Welcome to our show. Caller 646-363, your mic is open.
Forgive me. There I was talking up a storm and forget that I had muted myself.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Well.
You know, well, in the
middle of you're going to make somebody happy tonight to hear your voice. You're going to have your hands on the side. So.
They could stay unidentifiable. That's fine with me. In the midst of what we're going through, we have to remember to be still. Be still. And that's the advice I've given to myself. And that's the only advice that I give to anybody. We have to learn to be still. This is not the time to run helter-skelter. This is the time just to be still. Because whatever is going to unfold, it's going to unfold. And in due course, we'll be able to see everything in its divine presence.
Well, caller, we surely know that it's a time where as you say, be still and know that I am God. And it is so written, because in this special time, our very help is only going to come from that Creator, seeing that the truth is not being told under 6 o'clock news, and we cannot get it there. So when we go into our inner self, into that inner closet, and as you say, be still, we hear the voices, the voice, and that voice is the voice of truth. So, Paula, you know, your short contribution was so heavily weighed in to us this, at this time. And we, as we know, there's wars and rumors of wars. But truly, we got to sit back and wonder, what is this here agenda? What we know, we cannot stop it. But we are in the midst of it, and we have to know to find that quiet place. So
that
once
to find the quiet place inside. You know, even for those who have been looking on at the students, the black students who have been barred in many instances from entering a safety zone, we have to keep in mind that these are children, most of them are children of politicians, of pastors, of so-called well-to-do, who have chosen, instead of investing in Africa and enriching Africa, they have somehow erroneously decided that what America has to offer in terms of education, what Ukraine has to offer in terms of education, what Canada has to offer in terms of education is superior to what Africa has to offer. Even when ministers get ill in Africa, all these big Swatis, when they get ill, they are running out to different countries hoping to get, you understand, treatment. And I'm saying, when we have all these resources, when we have this wealth of knowledge coming out of Africa, we have so many great things you see every day. This guy who just invented this car that doesn't need gas or electricity, have you seen it? This is the geniusness of who we are. So we have to really be very mindful to understand that the divine has a way to wake people up. You understand? Because at some point in time, while they're running or helter-skelter, they will be saying to themselves, why did I even come here?
Right, what am I doing here? I am not welcome.
So you understand? You're not
the
welcome.
The education of the black man.
Your money was welcome. You were welcome as long as you had money to spend. And if we have problems, we take priority over you. So now, if you never knew your true placement before, you certainly know now. And it's a wake-up call.
Definitely, most definitely. And as we see the end times, we wonder, where is our safety coming from? And as you mentioned, the motherland, we are running all over to Europe, being kicked out, treated brutally, being enslaved, spit upon. And as I saw one video where a train conductor was pushing some Negroes out of the train in Ukraine. You know, I was trying to see if I get a chance. I said, my goodness, I didn't even know there was so much blacks in Ukraine until now. Not to mention the racial tension. I didn't even know that exists until now. So the war opened our eyes for us to see something down there too. And then someone told me and said, you know, I tried to wonder what sort of people are there. And then I realized it's the same kind of curly hair ones up here. The Jews who are not the Jews, they down there controlling stuff down there. It's not the blue eye blonde hair. It's not them, it's the Jews.
Well, you've heard it coming out from the radio stations as well. They've been saying, well, you know, these are middle class people. These are European. These are white people. These are, you know, these are not the little Taliban children, and these are certainly not the little Negroid children. That's where they stand when they attack us.
The news reports already said that the Ukrainian people are more important than African people. We listen to the news reporters; they're saying these are good European blue-eyed and blonde-haired people getting killed. They're saying this in the news.
Exactly.
Right. They're saying Ukrainian people are Europeans. You know, I never seen this happen to us. Well, sorry, what happened with Hitler? Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Surely we are at the top of the hour. We are doing 1 minute. I can just say, let's just kiss and fall in love and say goodbye. This is Sadie Sunday saying goodnight to all my wonderful, lovely people. We are at the top of the hour, so let's get taken out with sound. Thanking you so very much for joining us.
Good night.
Good night.